and honeysuckle vine.
Ooh, mountain fever,
it's aching in this homesick heart of mine.
It's aching in this homesick heart of mine.
Mac Wiseman and the Osborne Brothers finishing up this old grass, new grass Saturday morning. That was, of course, Mountain Fever. Right before that, Mr. Sun, which is a cool quartet with led by Daryl Anger, Grant Gordy, Ethan Joshowitz, and Joe Walsh on mandolin. Picking on, boy, that wild chord changes to that tune. That was a tune called The Fiddler's Boot. Daly and Vincent right before that with their amazing vocal acrobatics from their record Brothers of the Highway. Some classic Hot Rise from Untold Stories, and Punch Brothers started up that final set of music. It's 12:01. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and online at kgnu.org. My name's Brian. Thanks so much for hanging out here on this Saturday morning. You can always go back and listen to the entire show by visiting our website, kgnu.org. And remind you that After FM has all kinds of great music programming, including archives from past Rocky Grass festivals and all kinds of cool in-studios from this very show. All kinds of great bluegrass artists performing live on KGNU. This is all thanks to your support here on listener-supported KGNU Boulder, Denver, and beyond. My name's Brian. Thanks so much. Mariah is up next with Terrasonic.
Stopping by Terrasonic here on KGNU Boulder, Denver. My name is Mariah, sitting in today for Joel, bringing you your global tour from the Friend Range. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thank you for stopping by Terrasonic. My name is Mariah. I'm sitting in today for Joel, bringing you your global tour from the Front Range here on KGNU Boulder, Denver. Today we have a bit of an indigenous theme as it fits into the Terrasonic paradigm. We started off at the top of the hour, went all the way back to 1995 with a track that I was surprised still sounds remarkably fresh. That was Baka Beyond. The track was Meeting of Tribes. Baka Beyond primarily is music from Cameroon. You might have heard a didgeridoo in there. Again, Meeting of Tribes, something that has been happening recently in North Dakota. Then we went to a very new release, came out a couple of days ago, Nova Lima. They are Afro-Peruvian. The track was Tika Lamina, the Moa remix. Then we heard a song about water from Greece. That was Kamitakamai by Christy Stassinopoulou and Stathis Kelivyotis. And behind us, A Tribe Called Red. This is a pre-release. Their new album called We Are the Hallucination is coming out September 16th, this week. Looking forward to it. What you're hearing now is Stadium Powwow featuring Black Bear. If you want to follow along on the playlist, it's going up live on AfterFM.com. Back to the music.
puesto más chido que nadie, más chido que nadie. Le debo al chulco, al vecino, al compadre. Tengo un hueco en el bolsillo, un hoyo negro directo al abismo. Me persino con la estampa, que no me abandone en la crisis, mi santa, santa madre de la raza. Dame la fuerza, bendice mi casa. Traguito de ron, pa' calmar las penas y el desazón. Hasta en las veredas exhalo emoción. Quiero diversión, exceso pa' calmar la depresión.
Mira la vida como respira, y aunque la noche está fría, el sol caliente en el día, y todo vuelve a empezar. Sal y échate a caminar, vacila tu patria bailando. Nadie se puede quedar. La energía está arriba, la energía está arriba, la energía está arriba, la energía está arriba, arriba.
Todo mi barrio, si es necesario, gasta el salario pa' vacilar, mi pana.
Suelta la bala, suelta el machete y vamos pa'l monte a bailar.
Todo mi barrio, si es necesario, gasta el salario pa' vacilar, mi pana.
Suelta la bala, suelta el machete y vamos pa'l monte a bailar.
Por el sendero vamos pa'l reventón. Vamos llevando el corazón.
Llevamos el lenja, el pavo y tambor. Llevamos palma, golpe y sudor. Llegamos con calma y mucho calor. Llevamos el alma y llevamos caña, verde y licor. Nos acompaña santo protector. Llevamos las curas pa'l dolor. Somos candela.
Toda mi familia reunida, toda mi gente, manos arriba. Para mí la noche siempre es excesiva. Rompe la chancleta, gasta la saliva. Te digo yo, el vecindario ya se encendió. De aquí yo jamás me voy. Vamos a incendiar el salón, que se quiebre la baldosa de tanto temblor.
La energía está arriba, la energía está arriba, la energía está arriba, arriba.
Todo mi barrio, si es necesario, gasta el salario pa' vacilar, mi pana.
Suelta la bala, suelta el machete y vamos pa'l monte a bailar.
Todo mi barrio, si es necesario, gasta el salario pa' vacilar, mi pana.
Suelta la bala, suelta el machete y vamos pa'l monte a bailar.
Todo mi barrio, si es necesario, gasta el salario pa' vacilar, mi pana.
Suelta la bala, suelta el machete y vamos pa'l monte a bailar.
Todo mi barrio, si es necesario, gasta el salario pa' vacilar, mi pana.
Suelta la bala, suelta el machete y vamos pa'l monte a bailar.
Con hueco, bolsillo con hueco, zapato con hueco, futuro con hueco, techo con hueco, bolsillo con hueco, zapato con hueco, futuro con hueco, techo con hueco, bolsillo con hueco, zapato con hueco, futuro con hueco, techo con hueco, bolsillo con hueco, zapato con hueco, futuro con hueco, techo con hueco, bolsillo con hueco, zapato con hueco, futuro con hueco, techo con hueco, bolsillo con hueco, zapato con hueco, futuro con hueco, techo con hueco, bolsillo con hueco, zapato con hueco, futuro con hueco. Si es necesario, gasta el salario pa' vacilar, mi pana.
Suelta la bala, suelta el machete y vamos pa'l monte a bailar.
Todo mi barrio, si es necesario, gasta el salario pa' vacilar, mi pana.
Suelta la bala, suelta el machete y vamos pa'l monte a bailar.
Todo mi barrio, si es necesario, gasta el salario pa' vacilar, mi pana.
Suelta la bala, suelta el machete y vamos pa'l monte a bailar.
Todo mi barrio, si es necesario, gasta el salario pa' vacilar, mi pana.
Suelta la bala, suelta el machete y vamos pa'l monte a bailar.
Llega por la noche. ከጭ ቃላይ ራስ ማኛገር ከራስ ቢጥልህ ራስ ማኛገር ወንድም ያትናደድ ራስ ማኛገር ማንም አላየህ ራስ ማኛገር ይልቁን ተጠንቀቅ ቃን እንዳይጥልህ ይልቁን ተጠንቀቅ ቃን እንዳይጥልህ ሌሊት ከጭ ቃላይ
about halfway through today's global tour. My name is Mariah. I'm sitting in today for Joel. That said, we had a couple of new releases from just this last week. We started off with the track Mikana from Matteo Kingman. We're trying to work in a few indigenous references today. Matteo Kingman, this is his first release. He grew up in the Amazonian Ecuador with a lot of influences by indigenous cultures, and instead he's very electronic, very mixed on his new release that came out this week. The album is Respira. Then another new release from a woman who's been around for quite a while, Nelda Pena. The track was Yembele. Then we went back a few years to pick up one of my favorite tracks from the Idan Raquel project from the first time he recorded. That was Bohi, or Come to Me, translated. He is from Israel, working with Ethiopian Jews. Behind us, Tornado, another one from the EP, Things Will Change. This is also a first recording, first release from Tornado, came out in August. He has some help from Vasanth, who, yes, you may detect a little bit of an Indian flavor here. Hope you're having a wonderful Saturday. It's beautiful here in Colorado on the Front Range. Enjoy. Up Terrasonic for today. We've got about 20 more minutes of music from around the globe. My name is Mariah. I'm sitting in today for Joel, bringing you your global tour. And as we travel around countries, I'm trying to work in some of my favorite indigenous artists. We just heard two. Behind us, actually, is Ash Dargan. He's Aboriginal, indigenous from Australia. Track he did a few years back called Funk the Tribe. He left Australia, went to England, studied trumpet, was classically trained, wanted to get back to his roots, returned home, learned to play the didgeridoo. As I recall, this is his only release featuring the didgeridoo. I think he went back to classical music. Really quite fun. And then before that, also indigenous from Peru, 14-year-old Renata Flores Rivera. That was, in fact, a cover of The Way You Make Me Feel. She was very concerned about losing her local language, the Quechua language. And so she sat down with her 72-year-old grandmother and translated Michael Jackson. This was the result. Then we started the set off with Fojo in the Dark. Fojo is out of northern Brazil. The track was Fojo West. At the top of the hour, about a minute after the hour, you'll hear some BBC headlines. Then from 1 to 4 this afternoon, Reggae Bloodlines, one of the longest running reggae shows in the country. That's followed by 4 to 6 African Roots. And if you want to revisit the show afterwards or look at the playlist now as it goes up live, hop over to afterfm.com. And while you're at your computer, you could also look up the Greek Festival that's happening in Boulder today. It started last night. It's running all day today and tomorrow. Wonderful Greek dancing, food. You know where I'm going to be after Terrasonic. Enjoy.
Thank you. Yes, we have love. Sorry, I didn't want to.
And as we wind down today's Terrasonic, we're doing another nod to music from indigenous cultures from the Americas. The track behind us is called Sioux. It's by Tashuka Itoko, which translates in Lakota to Crazy Horse. That set, we started off with some indigenous music from Inner Mongolia, a very new release out this week from Onda Union. The track was Jangar. Then we went to something different. We went to the Middle East for Acid Arab. The track was La Hafla. And then another pre-release from Alsara and the Nubatones. They're actually out of Brooklyn, but Alsara is Sudanese. The track was Ya Watan. That's a pre-release. The album's coming out on the 30th of September. And my name is Mariah. I've been sitting in today for Joel. Happy to be hosting Terrasonic here on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and online at kgnu.org. BBC Headline News coming up.
Hello, I'm Julie Candler with the BBC News. At least 25 people have been killed in airstrikes in the Syrian rebel-held city of Idlib, a day after the US-Russian deal for a ceasefire, which is due to take effect on Monday. There are also reports of heavy fighting between the Syrian army and rebels in the city of Aleppo. If the planned truce comes into effect and holds for at least a week, the US and Russia hope to coordinate airstrikes against Islamist militants. Our Middle East editor Jeremy Bowen has more.
The purpose of it, first of all, a weak ceasefire, that is not going to stop the war. But what it will do, if it works the way they're hoping, is allow a certain amount of humanitarian access to some of the really desperately needy places. Then after that, the Americans have said many times they want Assad out. Russia clearly does not want Assad out. It intervened in the war to safeguard his regime. But what they do share is this desire to cause some damage to the jihadists of Islamic State.
The man who tried to assassinate the US President Ronald Reagan 35 years ago has been released from a psychiatric hospital today. In July, a judge ruled that John Hinckley Jr. was no longer a danger to himself or others. Peter Bowes reports from Los Angeles.
John Hinckley Jr. shot President Reagan outside a hotel in Washington in 1981. Three others were injured, including the president's press secretary, James Brady, who suffered brain damage and died from his injuries in 2014. Hinckley was found not guilty by reason of insanity, but he was sent to a psychiatric hospital for treatment. Now 61, he'll live with his 90-year-old mother in Williamsburg in Virginia under a number of conditions. He's banned from speaking to the press, will have to work 3 days a week and see a psychiatrist 2 times a month.
Hillary Clinton says she regrets describing half the supporters of her Republican rival Donald Trump as belonging in a basket of deplorables. In a statement, the US Democratic presidential nominee said many were hard-working Americans who felt let down by the political system. But she said she would continue to condemn bigotry and racist rhetoric. Officials in Tanzania say 11 people have been killed and nearly 200 injured in an earthquake which struck the northwest of the country. The epicentre was on the western shores of Lake Victoria, and nearby towns and villages were affected. Our Africa editor Mary Harper reports.
Rescue workers say local hospitals are full and can't cope with the number of injured. Buildings have collapsed and people are still trapped underneath the rubble. Although the area in the Great Lakes region is prone to earthquakes, they're usually relatively mild. This one is said to be the largest in about a decade. Tremors from the quake, which measured 5.7, were felt in neighbouring Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda and Burundi.
World News from the BBC. The mayor of one of China's biggest cities, Tianjin, is being investigated on suspicion of corruption. The anti-corruption agency said Huang Xinguo was suspected of serious disciplinary violations. Mr. Huang is also the acting Communist Party chief of Tianjin, which is home to about 15 million people. The Colombian rebel group the FARC has handed over the first group of child soldiers as part of a peace accord signed with the government last month. The International Red Cross said the group of 8 children would be given mental and physical health examinations before being taken to reception centres run by the UN and local social services. They said the ultimate aim was to try to return the young people to their families. Hundreds of opposition supporters in Gabon have attended a memorial ceremony for those killed in recent post-election violence. The event, tended by the opposition leader Jean Ping, was preceded by a march through the capital, Libreville. People dressed in white dipped their hands in white paint